education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
That sure is cool.
What?
And the gang.
It's kind of funky.
Hey, we're talking about updating your software, the ins and outs of updating.
Keeping your junk up to date, getting the bugs worked out.
Something. You know, for sure, antivirus. Let's kind of go down the list here. Antivirus software, absolutely positively, almost weekly. If you're on the internet all the time, I'd say once a week, either have your program automatically check for updates or you can manually tell it to do so. I would basically, at this point in time, be looking at updating at least once a week. It's something that can happen at 2 in the morning if you want to schedule it, especially if you have what's called an always-on connection, a broadband connection, high-speed internet, cable, DSL, any of that type of thing. You're always connected to the internet, meaning that if you, for some reason, develop a vulnerability or a backdoor program gets installed in your system, that means anybody can just stroll on in.
And you're also probably spreading to all of your friends, family, and other address book members. So it's very important to keep those things up to date. Most of these programs these days you can set and kind of forget and make sure that they're doing the job. But I wouldn't really forget. I would go and check every now and then. Just like in your car, you know, you know it runs and everything's cool, but every once in a while either you or you want to have somebody check the air pressure and make sure that those tires, even though they look inflated, actually are inflated properly. You want to make sure, and it's a very simple thing, usually double-clicking on an icon that opens up the main menu and it shows you you're up to date as of this date, and you want to make sure that's within a week or so.
Well, here's a little trick, too. If you're a subscriber to our newsletter, when there is there's new viruses discovered daily.
Yes.
Most of them are very benign or they're not very widespread, so we don't really hit you with those. Anytime we see a level 3 or higher virus alert from the major manufacturers, that's when we alert our subscribers.
Yes.
Generally, we'll tell you when it was discovered. The date in which it was discovered. It was discovered last Wednesday, 2 Wednesday, whatever. You look at that date, and then you look at the date of your antivirus software, and if you don't have the version that's newer than the date that we said that this new virus was discovered, there's a real good chance you're not being covered. So there's a little trick there.
And we also, besides just looking at that level 3 or higher, we have the advantage of having a number of shops here in the Valley and elsewhere now that, you know, we regularly are dealing with these shops and people reporting back to us and things. And so when we start to see a large number of machines coming in through these shops, we quickly get that information out to you because it's something that now is real. We're seeing it happen. It's not just something that somebody's reporting on a website. It's, you know, we have access to the goods. We have access to your computers you're bringing us that we're seeing this thing actually spread.
Well,
so
that also goes for all of those. If you hear something on the show and we get this every week, why do you guys say what you say? Here's why we say what we say. We have 8 stores here in Phoenix. We got 1 in Flagstaff. We see lots and lots and lots of computers. When we see a pattern develop from our customers bringing their machines into us, we report that information here on this show. You as an individual may not have a problem with something we're talking about, but you are one person in one situation. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people, hundreds and hundreds, billions and billions of machines.
Millions of people.
So that's the perspective we're using when we report these things and talk about these things, not, well, I don't have any problem with it. Well, great.
We're glad, and we're, you know what, we bag on Norton Utilities a lot, not Norton Antivirus, but
Norton's
the whole utilities package,
works,
the system works, all those things.
Norton Sissy works.
And I've seen plenty of computers where it's working just fine.
Yeah, and if it's working fine, don't fix it.
But I've seen a lot more computers that we see in our shops that it's not working fine, and the computer now is not working fine because of it. So that's just a good example of one of the things we may talk poorly about that may be an okay thing for you, but for the masses, if you're thinking about doing it, we just tell you, you know what, we see a lot. That's bad, so maybe not.
So when is updating not a good idea? Well, later on in the show, we'll tell you specific things that maybe you don't want to be jumping all over. Let's go to the phones,
shall
we?
Let's absolutely do that. We got about 2 minutes. We're trying to get Cheryl fit in here. And
Cheryl!
Yes, dear?
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, thank you very much. Now you can help me fix my VPN connection.
VPN! If you use an acronym, you must explain what it means.
Virtual Private Network.
I'm so proud of you.
You are so geek.
Yeah, I am. I am a geek.
Okay, do you want to... you know what? We haven't asked for people to be Bonehead of the Day. Is this a potential Bonehead of the Day kind of question or not?
I sure hope not.
Okay, good.
So you've got a VPN issue. You're at home on a high-speed Cox connection, looks like, and you're trying to connect back to your office via a VPN, and you want to know, why ain't it working?
Correct.
Does that about sum it up?
That's pretty good.
The reason I'm about summing it up is because we have to go to a break here. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to take and put you on hold.
Okay.
We're going to go to a break.
How much time? Because maybe we should explain VPN a little better.
We can do that. Yeah. When we come back from the other side of the break, though, we're going to give the answer, maybe some solutions and some suggestions on how she might track down the problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How's that sound?
Sounds terrific.
Cheryl, enjoy the news with our digital dominatrix, Gail Bass.
That's right.
Thanks.
So just hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to explain what a VPN is and
VPN.
Why you might care.
It's so geek.
It's just a way to connect back to usually your office via a internet connection, and
you
it's kind of geek. And
I love it when the ladies are geek.
It's a buzz term.
It's good.
So we're going to explain all that and a lot more. Your calls and questions, 602-277-5827. Don't forget, coming up in the show, we have, of course, our Geek Speak of the Week, our webattack.com free download of the week, and a lot more great stuff. If you need to check out all the resources to all those things and more, check out datadoctors.com and click on the radio section.
While you're there, if you have a question or a suggestion, let us know. Just scroll on down to the bottom of the radio show page, and you will be able to put in your 2 cents. And again, we're looking for the roll call from all of you out there in the listening on the web. Back after the news. Where were you?